There was once a friend of Lord Krishna named Sudama Vipra, who was a pure devotee and a perfect Brahmin. He was peaceful and self-satisfied, accepting whatever fate brought him. Thus, he lived with his wife in a poor condition, with hardly enough to eat. Indeed, they were both very thin and trembling due to their poor health.
Oh, what should I do? I am not worried about my own comfort, and I certainly do not like to tell my husband what to do. But we don't even have the bare necessities of life. I must do it. I will speak to my husband. I'm sorry to bother you, but I have something that I must talk to you about.
What is it?
My dear husband, I know that Lord Krishna is your personal friend. You are also a devotee of Lord Krishna, and he is always ready to help his devotees.
Yes, Lord Krishna is my friend. We both went to school together. But what help do we need?
You are saintly and in full control of your senses. But being a householder with no money, just see how distressed. Lord Krishna is your only shelter. Go to him. He will understand your position, and certainly he will give you enough riches so that we may live comfortably.
But asking Krishna for material wealth is foolish.
You are not asking for wealth, but for enough to live. Krishna is so kind that he gives himself to his devotees, so he will certainly not mind helping us.
But Krishna is helping us. When people get gold, they usually forget all about God.
But you are not like that. You won't forget Krishna. Please go and visit him in Dwarka. Please, my husband, go and see Krishna. Please.
All right, I will go.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have anything we can offer to the Lord? I must have something. I cannot go empty-handed.
Oh, I don't, not in the entire house. Well, but I will go and see if I can get something from our neighbors.
Going to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna is a good idea. Any chance to see Lord Krishna is wonderful. Even if I don't ask him for anything, still I can see him personally. Chipped rice. Chipped rice isn't a very good offering. But what can we do? I guess it's all that we have.
It is all that we have. Please, offer it to Lord Krishna in Dwarka.
Without waiting any longer, the Brahmin took his gift and began to proceed towards Dwarka. As he traveled, he was absorbed in thoughts of seeing Krishna again. Indeed, he had no thought within his heart other than Krishna. Of course, it was not easy to visit Krishna's palaces, but because Sudama was a Brahmin, he was allowed to enter. He entered one of the palaces, and there saw his lord and friend, Sri Krishna, being fanned by Princess Rukmini.
Sudama! You have finally come to visit me!
Jai Shri Krishna.
Sudama, kindly take these fruits as an offering. Please sit here, my friend. Because you are a Brahmana, you are therefore my honored guest, and it is my great fortune that you have come here to visit me. Now, let's talk. Please tell me what you've been doing since we lived together at the school of Sandipani Muni, our spiritual master.
After finishing my schooling, I returned to my village. And then I got married.
Do you remember that time while we were students that we went to collect firewood on the order of the guru's wife? And we went deep into the forest? Remember?
Krishna, there's some wood. Let's get it.
And here's some more.
Oh, which way did we come from?
I think that way.
I think that way.
I think we're lost.
We are.
It's starting to rain.
And we have no shelter.
It's late too.
Let's quickly try to find our way back.
Let's go this way.
No, let's go this way.
As sunset came, we realized we were lost in the dark jungle. It then began to rain so hard that the ground became overflooded with water. In great distress, we took each other's hand and tried to find our way out. We passed the entire night in that way. Early the next morning, when our absence became known to our Gurudev, he and his other disciples went to search for us.
Krishna! Sudama! Krishna!
Gurudev!
Gurudev, you found us!
My dear boys, people are generally interested in their own pleasure, but you two, without considering your own comforts, have undergone this trouble just to satisfy me, your spiritual master. Therefore, I am pleased, and I will bless both of you, that whatever you have learned, you will never forget, and thus you will never be disappointed in this life or the next. Let's go now.
Do you remember that, Sudama? Both of us can now realize that without the blessings of the spiritual master, no one can become happy. And with the spiritual master's blessings, one can achieve peace, prosperity, and will be able to fulfill his mission in life.
Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord, yet you played as if you were a student to instruct others. And I was so fortunate that I was able to live with you at the house of our spiritual master.
Sudama. Sudama? Have you brought me any presents? What have you brought me?
Well, Krishna, to tell
you... Has your wife cooked something for me? Some sweetmeats? Some sandesh?
Actually, she didn't have anything that I could
bring. You must have brought something from your home. Where is it?
How can I offer this chipped rice to Krishna? It is not a very elegant offering, and he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Aha! There it is! What is it? Oh, you have brought me some tasty chipped rice. Mmm, so good. I think that I'll have some more.
My lord, there is no need to eat any more. For because you are satisfied, the entire creation is also satisfied. It is getting late now.
Yes, you're right. Sudama has come a long way to visit me. You'll stay the night, of course. Good. We have much left to talk about. Come, I'll show you to your rooms.
That one morsel of chipped rice that Krishna ate is enough to cause he who offered it to become very opulent in this life and to continue his opulence in his next life too.
Sudama Brahmana passed that night in the palace of Lord Krishna, and he felt that he was living in the Vaikuntha planets, the spiritual world. Although Sudama did not receive anything from Lord Krishna while he was at his palace, he did not ask anything from the Lord. The next morning, Sudama started for home.
Even though Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he was so affectionate that he embraced me, a poor Brahmin. He was so kind that he allowed me to sit on his bedstead. When I was tired, Srimati Rukmini Devi fanned me, holding the chamara whisk in her own hand. Krishna himself fed me and even massaged my legs. The Lord is so kind. Oh, my journey went so quickly. I'm already near my cottage. But wait. Everything has wonderfully changed. In place of my cottage are big palaces made of valuable stones and jewels. There are many parks and lakes of lotus flowers where none stood before. Does this palace belong to me?
My husband! It is all yours!
From the very beginning of my life, I've been extremely poor. So what could be the cause of this? It must be the glance of my all-merciful friend, Lord Sri Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty. My only desire is never to forget Krishna and to associate with his pure devotees. I can use all this opulence in Krishna's service. I can build a big temple. I can cook fine food for Krishna. I can present him valuable jewels. I can dress him in gold.
So the Brahmana accepted his wealth in the spirit of renunciation and used it all in the service of Krishna. He remained in trance, constantly thinking of Krishna, and thus his heart was completely cleansed. Anyone who hears this history of Sudama Vibra and Lord Krishna will know how affectionate the Lord is to Brahman devotees. Thus, one will gradually become as qualified as Sudama Vibra, and thus be transferred back to home, back to Godhead.